The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Enter once again the tyranny of the national courts. National courts, sometimes referred to as federal courts, partially block President Trump's executive order to slow down the flow of immigrants. The president's position is that he is trying to protect us from terrorist attacks. The courts say that he is trampling on the rights of immigrants. Thus, we have our first face-off between the executive branch and the judicial branch in the new administration in Washington. So who's right? Brian Fisher, one of my favorite policy analysts, has summed up the issue very well. He states, quote, "Article 1, Section 9 gives to Congress unilateral, unquestioned, unchallengeable authority to admit to our shores only those it, quote, shall think proper to admit. If Congress doesn't think they should come in, they don't get to come in, regardless of what unelected oligarchs think about the matter," in other words, judges. Fisher continues, "Although Vice President Mike Pence said over the weekend the courts certainly have the right to set immigration policy for the United States, he was wrong. They precisely and emphatically do not," Fisher says. "Congress, by statute, has authorized the president," he says, "not the court, to, quote, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens whose entry he, not the court, determines, quote, would be detrimental to the interest of the United States. This is according to law duly passed by the Congress in 1952. The Bible teaches us that judges are to pass judgment according to the will of God Almighty. God told Moses the judges he would appoint must judge according to God's righteous standards. And God teaches in Deuteronomy 23:3 that nations have the right to close their borders to whomever they will. And God says judges are to administer His judgment, not their opinion. Indeed, they are to be the mouthpiece for God's judgment because, as Deuteronomy 1:17 states, the judgment is the Lord's. This is why Blackstone, the great teacher of law that our American founders often quoted, said, quote, "The teaching thus delivered we call the revealed law, and they are to be found only in the Holy Scriptures. No human law should be allowed to contradict these," in other words, the Scripture. The president should stand up and declare that the court has no power in immigration and tell those working in the immigration department, of whom he is the boss, "Ignore the court and do what I tell you. The court has no army with which to fight him if he has the courage to do this." Will he do it? This may be one of the deficiencies we'll have to put up with, especially in the beginning of this presidency. Donald Trump is not a constitutional scholar. Therefore, he may well make some mistakes when it comes to declaring where the lines of authority begin and end for the branches of our government. I, for one, can put up with a man who is an actual president. President Trump's lack of understanding can be corrected. Let's pray that the Lord will stir him to read the Constitution over and over, so he learns what powers the founders gave to each branch of government, and that he will read the Bible so he learns God's reason for, structure of, and spirit in which civil government is to operate. I firmly believe that God raised him up to this position, and thereby can and will speak to our president in terms he can understand, if we will pray for him now with the same intensity and persistence with which we prayed during the campaign in 2015 and 16. Will you pray for him? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.